I want people to realize this is us fighting for your freedom of speech as well as our own. Because if somebody doesn't stand up to them, they'll continue.
Yeah.
Bullies always do that. Tyrants always do that until someone stands up to them. In the end, the truth prevails. In the end, the good guys win. And I think that's one of the reasons we're here, is to help others.
Welcome to today's interview here on brightvideos.com. And today I'm joined by filmmaker and colleague and friend Ty Bollinger. He and Charlene have put together a powerful must-see film that's free to watch at censoredfilm.com. And it's a film that exposes the censorship industrial complex that targeted him and myself and many others to have us completely silenced and deplatformed so they could push toxic jabs on the population that ended up killing at least 1.5 million Americans. But my guest today, Ty Bollinger, joins me now. And welcome, Ty, and thank you for working so hard to try to save lives even as you were being silenced.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. I appreciate the kind words. Thank you as well. It's great to be on the same team, trying to share the truth, trying to save lives, trying to help people to live better lives and be healthy and be happy and have lives full of joy. It's a noble cause. And so, yeah, great to be on your team.
Well, it's great to have you here again. And I just want to remind our audience, if you missed part one of this interview, that's on brightvideos.com. But, you know, Ty, you and I have known each other for many, many years now. And over that time, I've grown to deepen my respect for you, your values, where so many people compromise. You and Charlene do not compromise. You have a set of values. They are strong Christian values, belief in the Creator, belief that we are accountable at a soul level for what we do in this world. I share that belief with you. But can you tell our audience a little bit about why? What drives you to stay in this fight? You're suing big tech for the censorship. You're making these films. You've been hurt financially tremendously by all of this, and yet you're still fighting for human freedom. Why?
You know, great question, Mike. I guess thinking about it now, the real impetus behind this whole thing was the loss of my parents. My dad first in 1996, which I can't believe it's been 30 years, but here shortly in July this year, it will be 30 years that dad died. And he died because he did not have the information that he needed to make good decisions about how to treat cancer. And that was really the start of our research and kind of going down the rabbit hole, so to speak, into the medical mafia and the way that the cancer industrial complex treats disease and the way that big pharma perpetuates sickness with their drugs and the way that the treatments don't actually heal anything, but they just perpetuate more symptoms that you can then treat with more drugs. And it's just an endless rabbit hole. But that was really my father. And had it not been for dad's death, I don't think I'd probably still be practicing as a public accountant in Texas somewhere, which is where we started. I have a master's degree in taxation, and I'd probably be the partner of a CPA firm in Texas somewhere. But I don't think we ever would have done what we've done. So, you know, in the Bible, it talks about in Romans 8:28, God says that I will work out all things together for good to those that love God and called according to his purpose. So even though losing dad sucked, I wouldn't call that a good event. I think God has worked it out for good to help a lot of people since then, because had it not been for his death, I don't think we would have ever published our first book or done the documentaries and just gone down the road that we have. So
yeah,
I think that's what keeps us true to the course is dad. And then mom died years later, and many of my relatives died, and they died because they didn't have information they needed.
See, I share that with you. There are four men in my family I can think of that died of cancer, and also they did not have the information. And it was many years ago when I did not have the information either. And so I was unable to help them, and the medical system, of course, could not help them. And yet today, we now live in a time of incredible information abundance, where people like you and I and others in the health freedom space, every day we're teaching people how to prevent cancer, how to, in many cases, reverse cancer, how to avoid toxic jabs or avoid, you know, toxic chemotherapy, things like that. So we've never had more information abundance than right now, and you've been a big part of that. But then we've also never had more aggressive censorship to try to cut people off from that information. So my point is, and I'll turn it back to you, is we're now living in two parallel worlds of information where sort of mainstream people who still trust the medical complex, they have no idea what's available, what can prevent and reverse cancers or other conditions. And then we have these just aware and awake people like you and I and our audience who know, oh yeah, we know how to beat cancer. We know how to reverse type 2 diabetes. We know how to resolve heart disease. Isn't that true? We're living in two worlds now.
We are, yeah, we are. And I just want to give you kudos for your search engine, your ebook creator, all the things, the Bright Learn, Bright Videos.
Brightanswers.ai, that's our research engine.
Bright Answers, yeah, yeah. And it's phenomenal, honestly. I've used it a couple of times in the last couple of days just for health-related topics, and it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
It is the best, sir. It is the best, what do you call it, AI bot? I don't even know, LLM. It's the best LLM out there. I mean, it is truly incredible, the information that you have been able to put together. And it's because you fed it the truth, right? When you were creating it, you fed it tens of thousands of books that shared the truth about health. And so now it's able to curate that and spit it back out to you in a split second. But it's pretty amazing. So you've done a great job. And you're right, we are living in almost alternate realities.
Well, thank you for that. And let me just add that. So yeah, we put together a curated data set, which is a research data set that our engine looks at, right? And that's now over 113,000 published books.
Wow.
And they're all cited. So when our research agents see something from a book, it incorporates it into the answer, and then it cites the book. You know, we give credit to authors. I don't want people to think that like we stole the books and put it in the engine and we don't give credit. No, our agents are research agents. And we have over 300,000 science papers that are now in that system. Plus, you contributed the entire Truth About Cancer interview series. So all those transcripts are in this system. And do you know, Ty, that the Truth About Cancer has been cited probably 20,000 times in the books that have been generated from Bright Learn? Do you know that?
Wow, that's cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear it. Yeah. And you know, the cool thing about your engine is that it doesn't hallucinate. So it actually gives you real citations.
That's right.
Whereas some of the others, they just send you to dead pages, you know?
We cite the actual documents. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And I found that I can honestly say I checked every citation a couple of days ago. I was updating an article that we had written years ago, and I went in and updated it with citations from brightanswers.ai.
Yep.
And they were all right. They were all correct. Every scientific reference was correct. So you've done a fantastic job. I don't know how you do it. I'm not a tech guy. I'm not a coder like you are. I have no idea how you've done it, but congratulations.
Well, thank you, Ty. That means a lot coming from you. And in fact, I'm glad you brought this up because I wanted to ask you about now in the AI age, it's impossible for the cancer industry and the vaccine industry to hide their lies behind censorship. So now, in fact, it's impossible for the glyphosate industry to hide, because now you can have an AI engine like Claude or Perplexity, or you can run your own local engine. You can run DeepSeek or Qwen or whatever, and you can have it find the truth about, you know, the IBT Labs fraud that was claiming glyphosate was safe. And as you've seen, I've created, you know, these incredible infographics. You republished one of them. Ty, that was impossible 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And you saw that infographic. It's like, whoa, like this would have taken days for a human to put together. For me, that was a 15-minute prompt. And it spit out the whole infographic.
Yeah, it's amazing what you can do with AI nowadays. And yeah, the truth is coming out. And, you know, some of the mainstream search engine, or not search engine, but the LLMs like ChatGPT or DeepSeek or whatever, they're not going to give you the information on certain subjects. They're still very censored because they've only been taught the lies.
True, right? That's true.
That yeah. Information. And, you know, that was one of the things too, Charlie and I have talked about this, and I just thought about this now, but, you know, maybe that was one of the reasons that you and us and many others were censored and our websites taken down or our videos taken down or Facebook or social media accounts taken down, because when AI, these LLMs were learning, our websites weren't up there for them to learn from.
Oh, I've said the same thing, Ty. It was deliberate. They took down all our sites because they knew they were scraping all the web content to influence the AI engines. That's exactly what happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I think that makes a lot of sense.
Yep. Yeah. But what's really amazing about this, and I mean, I love the fact that we're talking about this. So I've done immense testing on AI models, and it's the Chinese models that are the least censored on the topics that we care about. Now, the Chinese models are censored about Taiwan or Tiananmen Square or some parts of, like, you know, the Chinese party, whatever, politics in China. They're censored about that, but they're not as censored as the US models on the things that we are talking about. So if you use the Chinese models, which are open source, you're actually going to get better answers than ChatGPT. Isn't that amazing?
It is. You know, you're right. Absolutely. So DeepSeek will give you some phenomenal answers on some of these medical related issues or the cancer cartel or whatever, whereas ChatGPT will not. ChatGPT
will say,
I'm not going to talk about a conspiracy theory, whereas DeepSeek will give you the truth.
Yeah, the US models lecture you. They lecture you, and the Chinese models just answer the question.
Yeah, so much funny. Better. Isn't it funny too? Because we grew up to believe that USA, land of the free, home of the brave, China, Russia, there's no freedom of speech there, but in ways they had more freedom of speech.
It's all been inverted now. It's completely the opposite. Yeah, the Chinese models are more pro-freedom. But the other thing that's really important about this, and this affects everything you're talking about, the whole system of medicine, of Western medicine, it's about to crumble, Ty. It's obsolete because what mainstream doctors do, looking at symptoms and prescribing drugs, that's very algorithmic. That can be easily replaced by AI. And as a result, we're going to see AI moving into medicine. I mean, we already have, you know, millions of prompts on our engines, people asking health questions, et cetera. Although we have a disclaimer there, like, this is not your doctor. But you're going to see AI doctors that are more officially recognized, absolutely replacing human doctors. And frankly, AI, I've said this before, this is not a joke. My AI engine knows more about health and medicine than any human doctor living or who has ever lived. And it's just a fact. It's just true. The knowledge base is immense.
Because they've digested in a nanosecond what takes people years to learn. And, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned that. I saw Elon last night on a video, and he was discussing how Optimus is his personal assistant.
Yeah, Optimus,
robot. He said within a couple of years, just Optimus will be able to perform better surgeries than any surgeon in the world, with more precision, with better knowledge base. And then at that point, you know, he said once one of them knows it, all of them will know it. It's kind of like this hive mind, apparently, but that's pretty wild, isn't it? Thinking about a robot taking the place of a surgeon. But
well, yeah, I mean, and that's coming, but sometimes Elon is a little premature about the timelines, as we all are sometimes, but that's coming.
I think he said 3 years to 4 years maximum that Optimus will be performing surgeries. But you know, regardless, it's kind of bizarre, but it's not surprising. That's kind of where things are heading.
You know, you probably experienced this too, but all since I've been doing this for 25 years, people often ask me nutrition questions. Right? Like, oh, I have this symptom. What should I eat or take? Blah, blah, blah. Right? I've been asked this thousands of times. Today, my answer is very simple. Go to brightanswers.ai and ask the engine, because it will give you vastly better answers than what I could give you.
Yep. Yeah. And I just did that. I think it was yesterday. I had a friend from church that had a friend that had elevated PSA levels, I believe, and was looking for different anti-inflammatories to help with elevated PSA. So I just went to Bright Answers, and because I'm like, I can tell you what, you know, turmeric or
pomegranate, you know,
or quercetin or whatever, some of these things that I know work well, but I know I'm going to forget some of it.
Yeah.
But Bright Answers won't. So I literally went there, I think it was yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. You know what else is really cool about brightanswers.ai is, you know, you, for example, your company has products and you formulate those products. You can, when you're in the formulation stage, you can ask brightanswers.ai about every single ingredient. And you can ask it, if there's an ingredient you don't like, you can ask it for alternative ingredients. It will actually do like chemistry thinking for you.
That's wild.
Isn't it?
That is very wild.
It changes.
We're heading.
It's wild. Yeah. I mean, it changes everything. And this is my point. See, you have been a champion of freedom of speech long before AI tech came along, long before. Like, you did it the hard way. I did it the hard way. We worked our butts off for decades. Yeah. Now things are dramatically changing where we can amplify our voices with AI automation technology. And I'd like to know sort of what's your thinking around this? How can the truth about cancer and the truth about vaccines continue to, you know, amplify its message in the age of AI?
Well, you know, what I'm doing now is, you know, unfortunately I mentioned, and I think it was in the last interview, that we'd had to downsize our companies tremendously because of the way that we've been attacked financially with being part of the disinfo dozen and the way the censorship industrial complex has attacked us. So we don't have the people working for us. So I'm literally doing two or three, maybe four different people's jobs now because with the help of AI. So whether it's writing, creating videos, you know, those are the main things that I'm doing every day is writing articles, writing Substacks, creating videos, scripting things. And it's allowed me to multiply myself, I guess.
Yes.
Right. I can do things in a fraction of the time that I used to, because honestly, we just don't have the people working for us anymore that we used to, because the censors, the tyrants, you know, hamstrung us financially with the disinfo dozen. And so we just haven't been able to generate revenues like we did in the past, but that's okay. You know, we're figuring workarounds. And so that's what it's done for us, is it's literally allowed me to take care of four or five different jobs at the same time.
You know, I want to mention for people who want to check out your film, again, this is a critical new film to watch and share. It's at censoredfilm.com. There's also a donate button there where people can donate and they can help support your efforts. And I encourage people to consider that. What else do you want to tell people about what they can find at that website?
Yeah. And you showed earlier, or your tech guys were showing earlier a little bit of the trailer on one of the screens behind you, and you saw someone drinking a glass of wine, and then you saw what looked like Jesus. So that's the way that Censored starts. This film starts with Socrates being accused and charged with impiety and corrupting the youth. And they made him drink hemlock for his death. And then it goes to the story of Jesus, how he was killed for his words. He didn't commit any crime, but he was put to death because he spoke words that weren't popular. And so they killed him. And that's the way that Censored starts. And then it segues to the current day. And we talk a little bit about Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the way that Bobby was censored. He was literally censored mid-speech during one of his, when he was running for president by YouTube. They took his channel down in the middle of one of his speeches, he was censored. And then we talk about your case and our case. So I wanted to mention that. That's what the film is about. The film Censored, the Fight for the First Amendment, really focuses heavily on your case, Webseed and Brighteon, versus a bunch of defendants, and then our case against a bunch of defendants, many of the same defendants that we're suing, because they targeted us to eliminate our voices, to silence our voices. We were digitally assassinated by the censorship industrial complex. And so this film, Censored, is about a one-hour documentary that deals with specifically with our cases. And so, it's a good watch. It's very interesting to watch.
People, absolutely.
Educated.
This is a critical film. Again, for everybody, I encourage you, go to censoredfilm.com, watch the film, and then share that website URL so that other people can see the film too. But now, Ty, since we're on the topic of filmmaking and AI, I want to ask you, and this is actually going to be a golden age of filmmaking using AI tools. We have the ByteDance product known as C-Dance that's about to be released to America. I think it's maybe this week it's going to be opened up to Americans. This will enable filmmakers like you to produce with some effort. You know, you have to write the scripts and describe the characters and the scenes, etc. You're going to be able to produce documentaries without having to film anything. I mean, of course, you want to film certain people that you're featuring, but I'm talking about like B-roll scenes or whatever. But have you been thinking about how you're going to use AI filmmaking to continue your message?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, as a matter of fact, you and I were texting about that a couple weeks ago about Seedance. And I'd seen some preliminary examples of what it can do, and it's just phenomenal. It looks literally like a Hollywood-produced movie that you can do in this software. So yeah, I've been thinking a lot about how we can use that to amplify our message and to continue filming without filming on certain things, and creating, you can actually create your own customized B-roll for certain scenes or for certain topics that you want. And I've been thinking about a lot about what we can do just on a weekly basis, releasing videos. And I love what you did as well with you have three or four, maybe five different reporters that you've created.
Avatars, I call them.
Avatars, right. Your avatars, they've all got their own names and their own look and their own distinctive voice. And they all look like real people. So, you know, I kind of copied that. And I've got some ideas, things that we can do with daily news shows and so forth with an avatar or two that we're going to create. I've actually already created a couple of them, but just kind of in the process of learning the software and learning how to make it look better.
Yeah.
I think I sent you one.
And the cost of that is going to drop dramatically, especially as more open source models come out, probably from China, obviously. Eventually, at least my prediction, Ty, is that, you know, right now you have to log into a hosting website of a company that's offering these services like Seedance. But I think that within, I don't know, maybe less than 2 years, that capability or something very close to it will be available locally on your desktop with some high-end computer equipment. So maybe for an investment of, I don't know, $20,000, which maybe that sounds like a lot to people, but for video creation, that's nothing. You know, that's like, that. It costs that to fly your crew over to China. You know, you did all the hidden medicine of Asia. That cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. But imagine for 20 grand to have a video creation workstation on your desk that can produce videos. You just have to ask it.
Yeah. And you know, that's something that I've definitely considered and that may be in the future for us. And the cool thing is, you know, with your websites, your multitude of websites, with ours, we have thousands of articles that we've written. And, you know, it's easy to go in and using AI, summarize an article that we've done into a 90-second video summary that we can then feed into our avatar and have our reporter discuss, you know, the
absolutely
bits of turmeric that we've already done all the work on. It's just a matter of using AI, leveraging it to create a video that people will watch, as opposed to an article which many of them won't read.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's repurposing your content and making it available in different formats. We're doing audiobook creation for our Bright Learn engine, and that's based on the fact that Quinn released this new text-to-speech model that's just amazing. And I am setting up more workstations to be able to handle that workload. It takes about 1 hour of compute to generate... No, I'm sorry. It takes 6 hours of compute to generate 1 hour of audio. So, you know, if you're going to do full-length audiobooks that are 10 hours, that's like 60 hours of compute time. So it's still, you know, there's a cost, but it's doable. And that's local.
I can't even imagine what it's costing you for Bright Answers and Bright Learn and all the things. I mean, because you're offering it, it's all for free. And I mean, I really admire that, because you say it all the time on your podcast, you know, knowledge should be free. And so I admire you doing that, but I can't even imagine the cost.
Well, there's a cost. Yeah, there's a cost. But like you, you know, we're supported by our base of followers and customers who actively choose to support us because they believe in what we're doing. They share our values. And that's why, again, I want to remind people to go to your website, censoredfilm.com. There's a donate button there. Watch the trailer, you know, sign up for the trailer, watch the film, share the site, make a donation, help support this entire operation. Ty, as we're coming up on time on this, what else do you want to wrap up with here and leave our audience with?
I think the thing that I'd like people to remember is that this film, it documents our lawsuit, Charlene and my wife and I, and Mike, his lawsuit, versus the tyrants that are trying to censor us, trying to take away our First Amendment rights. So I want people to realize this is us fighting for your freedom of speech as well as our own, because if somebody doesn't stand up to them, they'll continue.
Yeah.
Bullies always do that. Tyrants always do that until someone stands up to them. And we got to a point, and you were the trailblazer. You filed your lawsuit first.
Yep.
And I remember seeing you on a podcast right after y'all filed it with Jeffrey. And I think Jason was on there too. And you were talking about your lawsuit. And I talked to Charlene and said, man, we've got the same issues that Mike does. We should contact them and see about using their attorneys and filing our own suit. And I texted you and you're like, heck yeah, I'll do it. Hop on. And you were very magnanimous as well, saying, you know, we've already spent a lot of money, but that's okay. Hop on and just anything that they've done for us, they've already done for you. You don't have to pay for it. So, you know, again, you put your money where your mouth is, but we appreciate that because you trailblazed this lawsuit and we probably would not have filed it had you not done it first.
Well, that's interesting that you're mentioning that, because our audience, they don't know this, but once the attorneys got into your lawsuit, the evidence was way worse than what had been done to us. It was like, they broke the law. They violated everything in attacking my company, but then they doubled down on attacking your company with way worse stuff. Couldn't believe it.
In a span of about 6 months.
Yeah.
So y'all filed till when we filed, you filed in May of 2024, I think, and we filed in December of 2024.
That's right.
The evidence was like a snowball.
Because they were all coming out and admitting everything.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's one of the things that's in the documentary is, you know, Zuckerberg went on to Rogan he went on twice in December of 2022, I think, and then January 2025, I think, were the two times. But he literally admitted all our allegations were true.
Yes.
They admitted it in public.
Right. That's why these cases are slam dunk cases if they get through the motion to dismiss.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Because the people we're suing, the organizations we're suing have, for the most part, and also through the emails that have come out, and we're not even at discovery yet, they have admitted their guilt in almost every case.
There is no dispute.
Yeah.
There is no dispute. The only way that we don't win is if corrupt judges allow technicalities to obfuscate the truth, or if they just make a blatantly unconstitutional decision. Because, like you said, everything we've alleged has been admitted. It's public knowledge now. They've admitted it in on podcasts. They've admitted on the floors of Congress. Everybody knows it's the truth. They don't even deny it anymore. So the argument is not we did not do this to Mike. We did not do this to Ty and Charlene. It's that, well, they don't have standing to sue us for it, or whatever the argument might be. And so, you know, the reality is, if there is still any justice left in our legal system, these cases are a slam dunk. But until that time, we got to keep fighting. And so that's why censored is so important, because I think it'll really educate people on what's going on with these lawsuits.
Yeah.
And like I said, this is Mike Adams. This is me and my wife, Charlene, fighting for the right of everyone in the United States to continue to have freedom of speech according to the Constitution and the First Amendment. And if it's taken, you don't get it back.
That's right. That's right. And let me know. We'll talk off camera about when I have permission to put it on Bright Videos. I can put a registration requirement in front of it.
Okay.
Because I know you spent a lot of money on this film, and you want to be able to reach people who sign up to watch it. So we can build that for you. Cool. But I definitely want to help get the film out through other platforms as well. So we'll talk about that later.
Oh. Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
And just encourage you to keep doing what you're doing, and encourage everyone that's watching to continue to share the truth with everyone you know. In the end, the truth prevails. In the end, the good guys win. I'm not a doom and gloomer. I know that there's a lot of things that are happening nowadays that are really negative and that really can make you sick at your stomach and wonder what's our future. But I really believe that in the end, the good guys win, truth prevails. And so just continue to share the truth, help people to live joyful lives, to live abundant lives. I know, Mike, you talk about that a lot, living an abundant life. And I think that's one of the reasons we're here, is to help others. And so just keep helping others.
That's right. That's right. Well said. Completely agree with that philosophy. All right, Ty, it's always a pleasure having you on. Thank you for taking the time today. And most importantly, thank you for putting the effort into the film. I can't wait to see it, and I can't wait to share it. So have a great rest of your day. I've really enjoyed speaking with you here again.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. God bless you, brother.
God bless. Take care. All right, everybody. There you go. Ty Bollinger, a real American hero and a champion of freedom of speech. And he doesn't just talk the talk, he walks the walk. He creates the documentaries, he files the lawsuits, he funds the efforts, and he is definitely worth supporting in this. And also thank you for supporting us, because we're spending a small fortune on these lawsuits as well, fighting for your right to be able to speak the truth. So you can, of course, share this video, and you can find part one of this interview at brightvideos.com. And if you want to use my free AI engines that Ty was mentioning, they include brightanswers.ai, which is our deep research engine that's about to get a major upgrade too, and also brightlearn.ai, which is our free book creation engine. There are almost 40,000 books created already. They're all free to download. And if you don't find the one you like, you can make your own. And there are all kinds of books on cancer cures and DMSO and the dangers of vaccines and, you know, chlorine dioxide, colloidal silver, all the banned topics, we've got it covered. That's books.brightlearn.ai. You can find all those books. So thank you for watching today. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. God bless you all. Take care.
What is the price of a dangerous truth? For Socrates, it was hemlock. For Jesus, the cross. History's greatest truth tellers and bravest voices share one fate: silencing.
Censorship is the disease. Freedom of speech is the cure.
Today, the weapons are digital. The censors wear suits. And the battlefield is your mind.
The government didn't merely pressure social platforms. It orchestrated a coordinated campaign to transform them into instruments of state-sponsored censorship.
Witness the exposed conspiracy, an unholy alliance between government power, big tech, monopolies, and billionaire-funded NGOs to control what you see, think, and say.
They took a foreign, dark money-funded hit piece, amplified it from the White House podium and across thousands of media outlets across the world, and they used it to try to erase us from the public square.
The government, its NGO allies, and big tech didn't just silence us. They colluded in a criminal enterprise to label the truth as disinformation and silence the truth tellers.
Government is a disinformation factory running three shifts, 24/7, 7 days a week, churning out disinformation.
But now, the silenced are launching a counterattack, not with protests, but with subpoenas, not with signs, but with lawsuits.
This lawsuit exists to expose their crime and restore the right of every American to speak freely.
They have dragged the most powerful entities on earth into court.
This is about preserving the U.S. Constitution and our God-given right to freedom.
To demand one answer: by what authority do you silence us?
If they get away with silencing us, with our huge reach and millions of followers, they can and will try to do it to anyone.
They censored the speech. Now they must defend the silence.
It doesn't matter if you're a conservative or liberal or an independent, because sooner or later you will utter something that offends those in power.
We were the test case. You are the target.
Find the truth. Join the resistance. Visit censoredfilm.com.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.